I would like you, if you could, to explain to our listeners who you are and what your purpose for visiting British Columbia is.
Yeah, well, I'm Manfred Grauder. I'm professor for paleobiology in Germany, in Hanover now. And I was working actually here in Canada with the sponge reefs, on which you can find on the coast of British Columbia, on the deep water, since 1999. And I'm right now over here to educate people a little bit about the sponge reefs, because they are threatened by groundwater trawling, and already 50% of the sponge reefs have gone, so we are in kind of a hurry to get the rest of the sponge reefs preserved actually.
All right, well, let's back up a little bit. I'm sorry to say that many of our listeners will think of sponges and think of their kitchen or bathroom sponge.
Yeah.
So what is a sponge and what is a glass sponge?
Mm-hmm. Well, in general, a sponge is a very primitive organism, which is mostly a marine organism living on the floor of the seafloor. And glass sponges are very special sponges, actually, because they have a skeleton which is completely made out of glass, of silica. So that's actually the main difference to all other sponges, you probably know, like the bath sponge. So these glass sponges, they are not squeezable. They are very, very brittle and fragile, and that makes them very, very sensitive organisms.
Could we see through them?
Well, if they decay, if the soft tissue is gone, you could see through them, yes.
And they're found only in British Columbia, you say?
The reefs are found only in British Columbia. These reefs were known from the Earth history since more than 200 million years, and we paleobiologists, actually, we thought that these reefs have died out 40 million years ago, and so I was pretty amazed when Canadian scientists found them again, actually, as like living dinosaurs, found them again on the seafloor here on the BC shelf. The sponges itself, the glass sponges itself, are known from the northern hemisphere, from all oceans, but they are very randomly. You know, if you would have collect one, that would be quite a hard task to do that. But here on the BC shelf, they are in incredible amounts, building these reef structures up to 24 meters high, which is, let's say, an eight-story building. And they cover an area altogether of about 1,000 square kilometers. We have four large sponge reef areas, or sponge reef sites, in Hecate Strait and Queen Charlotte Sound. And the northern one in Hecate Strait covers an area of 425 square kilometers, which is more or less twice the size as San Jacinto, for example.
That is amazing. And so the trawlers come along and just scrape the bottom with heavy equipment, and I guess they damage or destroy these reefs?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at the moment there is kind of a trawling closure, which has to be renewed yearly. But as I said before, 50% of the sponge reefs have already gone by trawling, so we are in a hurry to protect the rest of it, you know, because they are globally unique. You don't find these reefs nowhere else on Earth. They are just here on the coast of BC.
And I suppose because they're on the ocean bottom, it would be up to the federal government to make some sort of protection law for them.
Yeah, well, what we want to see is that these reef sites were protected as an MPA under the Ocean Act.
Marine protected area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You'd almost think they'd be a UN heritage site or something. I mean, if 200 million years and this is the only one left.
Yeah, right. We did that actually in 2004. We put them on the list for future UNESCO World Nature Heritage, but it couldn't be done because the reef sites had no permanent protection. So that's the very first step. We have to get them under permanent protection and not under, let's say, under a yearly protection, which has to be renewed yearly. Excuse me.
So Canada has to act first, really.
Yeah.
And have you been in touch with the people in the Canadian government to try and get this done?
Oh yeah, I was over here last November, and we were in Ottawa for 1 week. We spoke to members of parliament, we spoke to senators, we spoke to deputy ministers, we spoke to very, very much different people in different organizations. And now I'm here, and I was this last week and this week I was speaking to a whole bunch of different local important people here in BC. So we try to push, things forward from very different directions.
Is there a website where we can actually see these reefs?
Yeah, I have a website over in Germany where I put together lots of information about the sponge reefs, even fossilized sponge reefs. So I have some, video types from this made from the submersible dives we did, and lots of pictures are on my website. Well, the website is actually www.porifera.org.
And how do we spell porifera?
P-O-R-I-F-E-R-A.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, porifera.org. Well, I'm going to go and have a look at that, because you're telling me about something I really just didn't know about, and I'm sure many of my listeners wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we realize the wonders that are there, what should we be doing to support saving them?
Well, you could write to your MP or MLA, to support the sponge reefs, to protect the sponge reefs. That would help a lot if lots of people of BC would write the letters, or even to the minister to Loyola Hearn. That would help a lot, actually.
Okay, and is there a lot more research left to be done on this?
Oh yeah, these glass sponges, I think they are among the most enigmatic animals we have on Earth. We have actually no idea how they reproduce. We have a vague idea how fast they grow. We don't exactly what they need of what kind of food they need. We don't know how they can live in those depths actually. So it's a small group worldwide who are who are doing science with these sponges. Though there's for the next decades there's a lot of things to do.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Crowder from Germany about the glass sponge reefs, and we were referred by the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, you're very much welcome.
This is EcoShock Radio. All environment, all the time. Get more info on the web at ecoshock.org.